in. Welcome back to What She Said. We're delighted to have a very famous and soon to become immortalized Toronto native in studio with us, Jewel Katz. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
First of all, I want to say I wish we had video because you have great colors. Like, you are just
she's rocking with the hair.
A ray of sunshine.
Absolutely. Of course, Sharon and I were checking out the shoes. It's all about the shoes.
I was actually relaxed this morning because I didn't have to call my makeup artist. And I was like, I can do my makeup myself because it's radio.
You're beautiful. You don't need any more makeup than that. My goodness, girl.
Ooh. So tell us, you are the inspiration for a new character in the Archie book comics, and you actually brought that on yourself. Now, the creator, Dan Parent, we're trying to get him on the phone. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have him on the phone yet, but we'll talk to him later.
So I'm the important one.
You're the important one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that sass. Sharon, she's got sass.
She does sass shoes.
Yes, sass and shoes. Well, we knew by the shoes that she had sass.
They're so red, by the way, platforms. I think 5 inches.
Yep.
About.
At least 5 inches. And she's got a fabulous bow in her hair, and she's got matching dangly red earrings. Ooh, she is.
Nothing gets past these ladies.
No. And she's got the nail polish. And anyway, go ahead and tell us how this happened.
Well, I was at Fan Expo 2013, and I had a booth there. And I was promoting my graphic novel called Disabled Princess. And I found out Dan Parent was there. So I wheeled up to him, looked at him square in the eye, and said, "Why isn't there a character with a disability in Riverdale? How is that possible?" Well, he didn't have an answer for me right away, but he gave me his contact information. I started messaging him, and I took him up on his bait, and we took it from there.
And how long between that conversation and now, when was the first issue?
June 18th.
And so how long did that take?
I met him in August of 2013, and it came out June 18th, which is considered super fast.
That's
in the comic
world.
That's
less than a year. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I have
strong convincing power.
And you've been obsessed with these characters, with this comic series forever.
Yeah, I can't remember who introduced me to Archie Comics, but I remember being an inpatient following my car accident when I was 9 years old at the hospital for sick children, and I would read it for hours and hours and hours and hours. And I just was always attracted to the colorful illustrations, the guaranteed punchlines and everything, but there was never someone I could fully relate to, and I finally have somebody.
So was it the storyline about the comics that engaged you?
Everything. I love the characters. My favorite character is actually Veronica Lodge.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. And it's not just because she's a brunette. It's because she's so sassy and vibrant, and she goes after what she wants, and I love that about her.
And so how did you want to be different from her, besides a disability? Personality-wise.
Personality-wise, well, I want to be smarter than her.
Oh. Ooh.
That's I wanted to be smarter than her because, you know, brains, they carry you throughout forever, right? And what else? I wanted to be more stylish. That's why Harper is a fashion designer, if that's possible. And less spoiled.
Less spoiled, yeah. So we have the creator on the phone, Dan Parent. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good
to hear you.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jewel. How are you?
How'd you know it was me?
Oh, I could tell.
Well, we should take a shot of her red suede shoes.
I think so. So, Dan, Jewel is quite a lady. When you met her, there had to be an immediate connection.
Well, yes. I mean, she was at her booth at Toronto Comic Con last year, and then, yes, she definitely, stood out. She was all decked out, as she usually is. And just promoting some of her books. And, yeah, we had gotten to a really nice conversation, and which led to all of this.
Now, once you embraced the idea that she brought to you, was Jewel involved in the creation of the character? Did you bring her on side to create this character?
Yeah, because, well, what I did was I did, you know, sketches, which I usually do when creating a character, and, you know, I showed them to Jewel, and then we did, like a story idea. We sent the script to Jewel so she could read the script. So, yeah, Jewel definitely was involved in the creation of Harper, for sure, and was certainly the inspiration for Harper, definitely.
And so, how would you describe Harper's character?
Well, I would say Harper is very independent. I'd say she's very stylish. I'd say she's very self-assured, fun. She's, you know, got some similarities to Veronica, but I think she kind of stands on her own, too. She's a lot like, you know, Jewel. But it's like I think I said before, Jewel had a Veronica vibe to her a little bit.
You know, she did diss Veronica a few moments ago. She did. She did kind of say that she wanted to be smarter than her.
Yeah, I mean, Veronica can be a little ditzy sometimes.
Oh, okay.
A good thing to say. But I mean, I think. I think, you know, but she's a smart girl, but, you know, like, you know, I think, you know, like, Betty's got more of the book smarts, Veronica's more, maybe, like, you know, savvy.
Street smart.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Street smart, savvy, yeah.
Beauty queen.
Beauty queen, yes. Dan, I'm curious, since Harper's appearance, what kind of reaction are you getting?
The reaction's been phenomenal. Really, inquiries about her and a lot of questions, and just the buzz has been really good. A lot of blogs, people talking about her, a lot of social media commenting on her, so it's been very, very good.
So are they commenting about Harper or about Jewel?
Both.
Well, obviously, yeah.
I think a lot of people are liking the character of Harper, and then they find out that she was inspired by Jewel, and they like. So I think they do a little research on Jewel, and they find that out. And some people like the fact that, you know, she's in a romance with a certain character. Well, I guess we can say it now since the book is out. She kind of gets into like a romance with Reggie, so people like that.
Reggie, ooh.
So there's a lot of just overall good buzz about the book.
That's got to be really cool, too, because I can imagine that the comic book industry, it's like any of the industries, as we've seen media changing and adapting with the advent of online, it's become a challenge to find new and exciting ways to continue to grow. Archie's managed to somehow to get through it all. I mean, right there, that's amazing. But in introducing new characters like Harper has got to really give a new lifeblood, new life force to the comic.
It does. And it also supports our, you know, we also do, you know, in addition to all of our print books, our comics are all available online, too, and digitally. So we also, you know, feed that world, too. So we're kind of everywhere.
That's cool.
How long has Archie been around, actually? I don't know the answer to that question.
Archie's been around for next year we'll be really celebrating the 75th anniversary.
And Dan's been there for 27 years.
Really?
Yes, I have. I've been at 27 of them, yes.
So, Dan, I mean, I guess we can't really ask you, but do you already know what's going to happen a year from now, 2 years from now with the plot line?
Once in a while, but we're kind of still working on a lot of the stuff we're doing, like, next year. You know, they're planning special projects for the 75th anniversary, special books, special, you know, like, you know, storylines, because, you know, they do want, you know, we want people to know how long we've been around and we really want to celebrate it. But, yeah, sometimes we know a year in advance of a storyline. Sometimes we just come up with something kind of fast and quick.
Yeah.
So it all depends. Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a soap opera, right?
Well, it really is.
Well, it is a soap opera. Well, this will be exciting next year.
Long, ongoing one.
Yeah, this will be exciting next year then. You know,
very
whatever you're
so.
Planning
really
for this
exciting.
75th anniversary. Wow, that's awesome.
And you know, it's interesting that through like 75 years, you've tackled a lot of different issues, things that have happened through the ages. Yet there's some aspects of those characters that shows that. While things change, many things remain the same. People are still people, and issues are still issues.
That's true. Yeah, Riverdale remains pretty much the same small town.
Mm-hmm.
It changes, you know, it changes with the times a little bit, but it's, you know, the basic Archie formula stays the same.
Right.
And that's what keeps you drawing people back to it.
So on an ongoing basis, I'm going to ask Jewel, are you kind of involved in the storyline? Or want to be involved?
Of course.
She's got a glint in her eye.
Of course. Yeah. Her eyes are, like, glimmering right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, it'd be totally, like, a dream come true to work for Archie. And I've kind of been working sort of as their spokesperson lately. And I think, I think I'm doing a good job. Right, Dan?
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
And I've had
the media queen here.
And I've had a strong backing, honestly, from the Canadian media like yourselves. And I've been really blessed that way, and I've been getting a huge response from the audience as well. I mean, I've been getting letters from readers telling me, you know, Jewel, you're such a huge inspiration, and just your whole life story has inspired me, and you've gone after your dreams despite your struggles. And it's so gratifying. It's like, wow, you know, to have that power and to have that ability to touch so many people.
Well, that's wonderful, but I'm still back at, you know, admiring you for your gumption to go up to this man and
to
say,
approach him,
hey,
yeah.
You know, what about me? Why haven't you done this? I mean, what was your reaction, Dan, when this beautiful woman came up to you and said, hey, I'm calling you on this?
I thought it was great, and I, you know, you're never going to get anywhere unless you ask. And she did. She came up and asked why there wasn't a character like Harper in the Archie comics, and I didn't really have a very good answer, so
let's
create one.
Well, this is a great inspiration for other young people, though, or anybody out there at any stage.
Make your voice heard.
Make your voice heard, and if there's something you want, don't stand in the background and say, oh, I wish, and maybe, and go and ask.
You have to.
Put your hand up and say, hey, what about me? What about this? What about that? You know, ask the question. The worst they can say is no.
That's right.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. I mean, like, if I had not gone up to Dan, this would have never unfolded. And I think that I didn't just, if I had not done that, I would have not just disserviced myself, but my community, the people with disabilities. And I think that I feel like, you know, I feel like I have a voice, and it's my chance and my opportunity to use it every single day. Not just at Fan Expo, not just at a media event, but every single day, even if that means at the grocery store.
Yeah. What I love about this is that you are really such a role model in that, yes, but you're not limited. You are able
No.
to make your dreams come true, and through you and through the character of Harper, you're showing others that you still have your dreams. Your dreams can come true. You're able to make them come true and have a fabulous life.
I think the biggest misconception about disabilities is that you're limited. You are not limited. The only limitation is your mindset. What I always say is it's mind over matter. Repeat, mind over matter. You can be anybody. You can do anything you want to do. Yeah, be realistic. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have different levels of independence. But find a way to make your dreams come true, even if it means reaching for the stars differently.
Mm-hmm. And look what you've done. Look where you are. It's amazing.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, we want to talk a little bit more to you about your story and the things that you are doing, because you're doing some pretty awesome things.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you. And Dan, I want to thank you for joining us today on the phone to chat
You're
with
very
us.
Welcome.
And you got and quite a girl here and quite a character.
She is.
Absolutely
is.
Bye, Dan.
Bye-bye. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
And Take we'll care. Continue with more from Jewel Katz when we return on What She Said, Sirius XM 167, Canada Talk. We are back in studio with Jewel Katz, who is not only the inspiration to the new Archie character, Harper, but Jewel Katz is just an inspiration to everybody who meets her, including Christine and I are just blown away. Jewel, it's so great to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here.
You are just a woman on the go. Now, we brought you in because you inspired this character, but you've done so much more. You are an author.
Yes, I am. I've actually written 10 books. Some of them happen to be award-winning, which is really exciting.
Happen to be award-winning. She just drops that little nugget there. Okay. She didn't give us a chance to say that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I've won 2 Mom's Choice Awards, a Gillette Burgess Gold Medal, An Iffy Award, and I'm hoping to win some more. Ooh. There are enough awards, right?
How did you get started, right? Now, these are children's books.
Yes, they are.
How did you get started?
It's actually interesting. I came home. I was brokenhearted. My marriage of 10 years had dissolved, and I looked at my mother one day, and I said, I want to be a children's author. And she didn't laugh or anything. Instead, she said, you know what, Jewel, go out and find the courses, and I'll pay for them. So I did some research, mm-hmm. and I found courses at George Brown College, which were amazing, and I developed some manuscripts. I'd been working on Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair a bit before then, but once I was done those courses, I had, like, you know, like a stack of manuscripts, and I was like, you know what, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to hit the world now.
Wow.
That's amazing. But you're really on a mission. I mean, besides writing these beautiful stories, they center around characters that are handicapped.
Disabled, yeah.
Disabled.
Yeah, disabled people with disabilities. It's always important to use people first language. So it's like people with disabilities, kids with disabilities, animals with disabilities.
Right.
Yeah, it's really, really important to do that. But yeah, most definitely my books are about empowering people with disabilities and to show them, you know what, just because you're physically different or just because you have a different impairment, you can be a princess. You can be anybody.
Absolutely.
I just want to ask you, did you always have that strength? Because you're now empowering other young people.
Yep.
With disabilities, even without disabilities.
Yes.
Whatever. They have challenges in their life, whatever they may be. Mm-hmm. And you're saying there are no limits. Just go out there and
yes,
do it and
please.
Get it and
please.
Find your passion. But who taught you that? Or did you just
where
wake
did it
up?
Come from?
did it just come from inside Jewel?
No, actually, I have to give all the credit to my mother. She is like my ray of sunshine. She's just a phenomenal woman. She's strong. She's vibrant herself. She taught me to believe in myself. When I was young, following my car accident, she came to see me every single day at the Hospital for Sick Children. Never missed a day. After my car accident, I came home in a body cast. And as I was recovering and things like that, she said to me, you know what, I'm not going to stop you from doing anything. She never said, no, don't do that, don't try jumping, don't try doing that. She was always, like, pushing me. No matter how many times I fell or hit the ground, she just helped me get up and try again.
So what you're really saying is that she helped you shape a mindset.
Exactly.
And the mindset is really what is crucial.
Exactly.
Because people who have no physical disabilities may have a mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
you
a disability, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. I think I don't want to use this word, but I think the biggest thing that's crippling is, you know, being down on yourself and saying, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that. And it's just, you just bring unnecessary hardship to yourself.
Well, can't is one of the most disabling things in the world. The word can't.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a disability. The word can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Will stop you from doing just about anything if you allow it.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm curious to see what are your dreams. You've written. You've won awards. You're now a character in
Archie Comics.
In Archie Comics, you're immortalized.
My dreams are not done yet.
Well, no. Well, tell us about them.
I hope to pick up more modeling work. Actually, I'm not too hard on the eyes.
You're quite lovely, actually.
I have done some modeling work in the past, but I think there's not enough models out there with physical disabilities, so that'd be nice. Also, I would so love to see one of my books animated into a movie, because there's hardly any movies out there for kids with disabilities, and I want to be one of the first people to do that.
So which film studio are you going to knock on the door of?
I don't know. I haven't had the time. I've just been kind of rushing getting manuscripts done.
Did you hear that, Sharon? She hasn't had the time to make the list.
I know.
I'm being honest,
but she will be there knocking on the door, right?
I have no doubt
whatsoever. I have no doubt either.
And if your listeners want to help me out, you know, contact me by all means.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Or even, you know, either a film or a series. Like, because you've got a bunch of books, like a series, like a TV, a Netflix series.
That'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it be something?
That'd be amazing.
What about performing?
I used to perform. Actually, I co-wrote a touring musical. of youth homelessness. We toured all the two different high schools, even a youth jail. So I did that as well. I'm open to anything and everything.
You strike me as someone who would make great personal interaction when you get the opportunity to meet different young people. It's got to be really satisfying and wonderful when you get to meet some of the young people, especially that are touched, let's say, by your books.
You know what? My books don't just touch children, but I've also been reached out to by women in their 40s, which is kind of surprising because a lot of my books are picture books. Yeah. For example, I was at the Museum of Disability History for a two-day event last year.
Where's that?
It's in Buffalo, New York. Okay. And I can't tell you, like, the room was packed, especially for my comic book event for Disabled Princess. And the next day we had the Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair event. Especially with the comic book event, people were like, you know, Jewel, you make me feel cool, and I can be cool. And I'm like, of course, why not, right? I mean, just because you use a wheelchair, just because you use an elbow crutch or whatever, it doesn't take away from your coolness factor.
That's absolutely true.
So, do you feel like this is your mission?
My mission?
Yeah. To open doors, to empower everyone to feel that they can do anything.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. I guess you could say that, yeah. I mean, I wake up every day and I think, what can I do now? I mean, like, I'm definitely a busybody. I don't just sit around. I can't just sit around watching TV. Not that there's anything against people who watch a lot of TV. But I just can't sit still. I mean, I'm just always, I always want to keep my mind active and I want to do things. And if I don't do it, I get bored. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a curse in a way because, I mean, I can't relax because when I relax, I feel guilty.
But do you have any idea the good that you've done for people? I mean, do they tell you or do you realize it?
Well, I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of messages on Facebook. People tell me in person. For example, the other day I was in downtown Toronto, and a woman came up to me, this random woman. She's like, "You're Harper. You're Harper Lodge."
Oh,
and
God,
I'm like,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's based on me. And she's like, you know, you're my biggest inspiration. I've seen you all over the media and things like that. And I was so blown away. I mean, I was like, holy, like, wow.
That's powerful.
That is very powerful.
And it is cool, though. Like you say, it's not just, like, immediately when I hear of children's books, I'm seeing little girls that are growing up with this renewed self-image and self-worth and value and their dreams. But I think it's so awesome that you're touching the moms as well, that you're reaching the grown women who maybe didn't get that same...
Exactly.
They weren't reached out to in the same way when they were young, and they're seeing it. It's never too late.
Exactly. Like, I've written... Like, my most popular books are Cinderella's Magical Wheelchair, Snow White's Seven Patches, which is about Snow White who has seven vitiligo patches.
Oh.
In the shapes of the seven continents. The Princess Panda Tea Party, which is about cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
My two upcoming books are Hansel and Gretel with a Down syndrome twist. And then I also have Prince Premi coming out, which is actually dedicated to my nephew because he was in the hospital for sick children for 98 days. He was born premature. And he is just such a survivor.
How's he doing now?
He's amazing. He's a fighter. He fought to be with us, and I respect him so much.
Now, you've tackled a variety of different issues through your books. Do you have organizations or the medical community coming to you at all and saying, you know, there is a whole group of children here that could use some additional support?
The word's still getting out, especially in Canada. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a stronger readership in the States because my publisher is actually American, Loving Healing Press. But definitely I'm open to, you know, doing more book signings here. I would love to, you know, visit more schools and things like that. So I'm open to anything, really.
Yeah, I think the message transcends even disabilities. I think it's all about self-worth.
It is.
And you know, you breaking the barriers of somebody dictating what successful is or what beauty is or what we should look like, what we should behave like. You're just saying, you know, you can be whatever you want, and that's fabulous.
Yeah.
What you say to me is that you've got a dream, go get it.
Yeah. Actually, this is kind of, like, random, but The other day I was in the elevator with my husband, and this guy got off, and he's like, he thought I didn't hear him, but I heard him, and he was like, you know, that girl in the wheelchair is pretty hot. And I'm like, why can't you just say that girl is hot? Like, why is it, you know, that girl in a wheelchair is really hot? And sometimes it's frustrating because people don't see past my wheels, but then the wheels are a part of me and they help me out, yeah. But I mean, it's just like, I just sometimes want to be recognized for myself.
All right. Well, we recognize you for yourself. And your hot red shoes.
And the hot red shoes. And you know what? Facebook. You're on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
So folks can interact with you on Facebook.
And I have a website as well, www.jewelcats.com.
Very cool. You are a wonderful lady, and you have brightened my day beyond anything I can imagine.
Thank you. Mine too. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much for coming and joining us and for sharing your story and your energy, your passion, and your heart
and
with
those
all
shoes.
Our listeners.
And
wow.
Those shoes.
And those shoes. We have more coming up on What She Said on the other side of the break.